Many netizens are finding their WeChat friends sharing paintings in their friend's circle or WeChat moments. The paintings are said to be done by people with mental disabilities. These paintings are about 1 yuan each, with profits claiming to go to charity. Is this a good way to help those in need? Guys, what's going on?
Yeah, actually, after hearing this story, I just think, oh, so what we can do with just 1 yuan?
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah. Maybe you just like order a plastic to go box at the restaurant, or you just ride your mobike for half an hour. But now people find a better way to spend 1 yuan. Yeah. So
yeah.
What is that? They can donate it to a charity project. So altogether, a total of like 36 works of art painted by people with mental disabilities aged from 11 to 37. They were recently sold through Tencent Tongxun's charity platform.
Yeah.
And buyers, they all need to just pay 1 yuan and to save the digital copy of the paintings. And some buyers, they can share their newly bought paintings in their WeChat moment or the friend circle, or even change their phone's wallpaper into the painting. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And also, the project began on August 17th, but a discussion heated up on Tuesday on Tongxun's WeChat. Which, why it's become like a heat debate is because like the donation since the project began totaled more than 15 million yuan and about 5.8 million people participated into this project.
Yeah, so, you know, for those of you who don't know, New Honglin, can you kind of fill us in? What is autism?
Sure. So we have a definition for autism. It is one of the many complex brain development disorders characterized by some degree of impaired social behavior, communication and language, and a narrow range of interests and activities that are both unique to the individual and carried out respectively. So when we're talking about autism, I think most people would have the image in my head of some movies or soap opera, seeing some very shy kid who's sitting in the corner, refuse to talk to you, but they're very, very quiet and very shy, and they just behave themselves. And somehow some of these kids are very gifted and talented. They respond to music sometimes, or they can paint great, great pictures.
Yeah.
Like in this case is when the project is actually selling paintings from autism kids. However, after some research, I realized that is not entirely the truth. Even though we don't want people to be afraid of autism kids or push them off the society, put them on the edge of society,
right.
We
right.
do want to make sure that everybody understands that it's not only about the great pictures, the glorious you see out of this project.
Right.
Some of the kids are actually suffering. They cannot communicate,
right.
and they can be very feisty in a way, and they don't know how to take care of them. So
right,
it's
right.
actually a very serious disease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now we've kind of talked about what autism is. I think it's also a spectrum, you
yes,
know, as
yeah.
you had said.
Oh, yes,
so
yes,
sometimes
totally.
You have less autistic children, sometimes you have very autistic children, and that is the degree in which they're able to communicate and meld into society.
Yes.
Some can get by okay, and others cannot. In fact, I believe one of our listeners, so awesome, sent me this Sina Weibo video of these two autistic parents. They're autistic, which is a general term, but remember, that includes a whole spectrum. They had a kid. The government took the kid away because they claimed that these autistic parents weren't able to take care of the kid because of their autism. Yet there's this interview with these parents, and they're saying, you know, just because we're autistic, we love our kid, we'll do whatever we can to take care of them. Why don't we get to enjoy the life other people live? And, you know, when the listener shared that with me, it really opened my eyes in so many ways. So whoever, you know, I don't remember specifically who that was, but you know who you are. Thank you for sharing that. But let's talk about autism in the numbers, okay? First of all, something very interesting is that autism is increasing as years go by. It's maybe something that wasn't seen as prevalently in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So let me say, in the U.S. in 2014, the estimate of autism prevalence was 1 in 68, which was a 30% increase from 1 in 88, which was reported in 2008, and more than doubled the 1 in 150 in 2000. This isn't just the U.S. This is globally as well. By the end of 2016, China has more than 10 million children who are considered autistic. Okay?
Wow.
So this isn't just some small group of people in the world. It is a big group of people in the world, and it seems to be increasing. So as I understand, too, awareness of autism in China has grown in recent years, and I think this this charity maybe shows that in how fast it was able to get the money and how it heated up so quick. People want to help. Chinese people see this. I think a lot of people are beginning to understand this, and they say, hey, we want to help you. So I think that's a really great thing, but we can talk about whether this charity was successful or was a successful way to handle this. But guys, what are some of the things that maybe the pains people don't necessarily hear about, the problems, the pains families have, autistic kids have, you know, going through this?
As Ryan has mentioned the numbers, I think the number is still staggering and it grows very rapidly. And also, I think for the some people, why this like project can create some controversies, because some people argue they glorify or beautify the life of the autism patients. And actually, the family of the autistic patients, they are suffering a lot. So for their parents, one of them, in a lot of cases, one of them, their parents need to quit a job and to become like a housewife and to take the full care of the kid. And also, it's difficult to teach those patients to take care of themselves. Some really easy things for us, like how to taking a shower, how to go to the toilet by themselves, but it's really pretty hard for those autistic like children. And also, I think there's also a common concern for the autistic patients' parents is that they are worried about what if they just growing old? I mean, the parents growing old or they even pass away, who will take care of those patients? That's really a huge question.
Well, here's what I've always thought.
Yeah.
Is this, you know, we all, life is a general term, but if we start putting ourselves on a standard that we see, you know, happiness isn't a standard. It's also, happiness isn't being perfect, but happiness is being loved, I think, by other people. Often you feel that's associated with happiness. I think these kids are often some of the most happiest in the world, yet because of us, because they don't fit our standards, because they're not to the degree we necessarily like, we kind of impede their happiness, maybe to some extent making them feel ashamed of what they are. What I'm saying here is, stupidity and intelligence is a broad spectrum. I don't necessarily go up to anybody that I feel is less intelligent than me and say, "Ah, I feel so sorry for you and all this stuff." I don't think it's cool to treat people like that. We all deal with these different kinds of struggles, whether we're super smart or not so smart, whether we have personalities that are different. Like, let's say I'm prone to getting angry. In my life, this could ruin relationships. It could get me fired from jobs. Mm. Who's to say my disability, though it doesn't make me have communication issues, or you could say it does, isn't more of a problem? Isn't more hurting my life more? And even intelligent people, you know, I was doing this research about this topic because often I think what people will say is these kids aren't so intelligent. Maybe they suffer from a lack of intelligence or something along these lines, right? I was looking at Psychology Today, and it said that often people who are considered very intelligent, there's a correlation with huge amounts of depression and being bipolar and these kind of things. So I think, you know, when we start judging people on certain things and saying, oh, you know, you are this, and we need to, you know, feel bad for you, your life isn't so great, all this stuff. We all have struggles, whether it's our personality, whether we're super intelligent or not so intelligent. You know, who gets to draw the line, who gets to judge? But anyways, New Hong Lin.
I think you made perfect, great argument by saying that we should not judge them. But I think you're a little bit like one step ahead, because most people, they don't even understand or how autistic or autism is. We have two common misunderstanding towards the autistic kids. First one being the one we've described earlier, that is, they're super intelligent, they just don't know how to communicate with common people, but they have a special world happening in their head. So we're calling them children of the stars, calling them super genius with a teeny tiny disability of communication. That is one misunderstanding
or
misunderstanding.
Or sometimes a big disability, for sure.
Yes.
Of communication.
So it's because many of these kids are actually suffering. They don't even know how to take care of them. They're beating themselves somehow. I mean, the severe cases.
Yeah.
And another misunderstanding would be saying that these kids are suffering from mental illness. And since we now don't really know the exact cause of autism, and we don't know how to exactly treat each and every patient, so some people have the misunderstanding that when the kid is an autistic kid, his life is completely ruined. There's no way to help him or her or cure or whatsoever. So let's just put them in a hospital and just leave them there. So these are the two major misunderstandings towards autistic kids. Actually, like we've said, each and every case are different. They all respond to different things. So instead of just leave them there or glorify them, maybe we should have certain facilities and doctors to treat each and every case, to find cure for each kid.
Well, for sure. In a perfect world, we should have all that stuff. But things don't just happen, right?
Sure.
And I agree with you. And so how do we get to that point?
Mm.
And this is where we come into this charity.
Yes.
And whether it is successful in that. So you guys had said, you know, 1 yuan. Now, the first thing when somebody thinks maybe of that amount of money, you say, that's not a lot.
Yeah.
And according to what netizens are saying, these pictures that have been painted are beautiful.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. So beautiful, in fact, that netizens are actually saying that they doubt that maybe these autistic people were able to paint them. And I think that shows a lack of education.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I think this maybe has the ability to do. You know, whether it's 1 yuan or whatever, people are posting something and other people are seeing it and they're saying, whoa, autism. Mm. You know, what's going on with this? What am I donating to? Maybe they're going to do research. When people give money to things, often they want to know what they're giving money to.
Yeah.
So then they start finding out. And then they find out, whoa, like, this is pretty, maybe I consider myself very fortunate because maybe some of these kids, not all of them, but are really suffering.
Yeah.
And this art, because it has been, according to, I guess, one of the founders of WABC, the corporation that or organization that is working with IU Future Foundation to be able to do this charity. He said they are all done by a couple or some of these people that have autism. So when you look at this too, this painting is a little bit special because often every person that appreciates art, you get a second when you're looking at their painting, their picture, you're seeing the world how they see it.
Mm.
It is literally a framed picture of their perspective of something. So that's something that's really cool is maybe if you see beauty and how maybe this autistic person painted.
Yeah.
Maybe there's so much beauty in a life we don't understand. And this is more education. So the amount of money, maybe that's trivial. But I think the thing that's priceless here is that people are getting to kind of get exposed to what autism is.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think I might even call it the most successful charity case in 2017 since, we used to believe that there's black and white when we didn't, but in the ancient world, maybe it's only black and white, but that is not true. So for this charity case, maybe it's just concentrating on the very, very small group of the autistic kids that those are responded to painting, that they are able to communicate with the society with their beautiful paintings. But it's a start, and it is a very clever way to attract people's attention. And I think nowadays, when people can turn something meaningful, like a charity case or whatever, into kind of a game or something you can share in your WeChat moment, in your friend circle, like I've actually tried this app that if you remember a certain amount of vocabulary and pass the test, they are going to donate some rice to people suffering from a lack of food in Africa. That's what I remembered.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're turning everything meaningful into a game to attract more people to do it, to start learn it, to start care. And I think it's a very smart way to do charity. So I would call it a super successful charity case.
Yeah.
I think the reason why this case can be treated as a successful example is because all the paintings, you are fascinated by the paintings. They're really good, but they're not like displayed the miserable lives of the autistic patients, but they also like show you demonstrating the beauty and the vitality and also maybe the hope of life. And also I want to mention one thing, is that this is a good example of how to combine the internet plus with a like the charity project.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so anyone, if you use the online payment tools, you can donate on social platforms and like Weibo, WeChat, or Alipay. I also remember one charity project on WeChat. It's like, I don't know whether you use the step ranking stuff. Mm. And if like you use that app, that tool in the WeChat, whenever you walk like 1,000 steps, then you can donate the 1,000
steps. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to the WeChat. And they will donate 1 yuan to the charity group. And also, I want to mention another thing. This has made the charity project more like transparent, because in this case, the donators, they can check and trace down where the money goes on WeChat. So that's made like charity more convenient and more transparent.
Yeah, according to Tencent's charity platform and the IU Future Foundation, kind of the groups working for this kind of charity, making it happen. You're totally right. Donors can track their donations on WeChat. And that statement was released by Tencent. But this brings us to a good point here, is that I think a lot of people's trusts have been hurt. You know, people have good intentions and they see somebody suffering. Like last year, a father named Lo Er, I guess he was posting an online journal of his daughter who suffers from leukemia. He only needed a specific amount to be able to, I guess, afford the medical bills to take care of her. Mm-hmm. And he kept getting the money and kept getting the money until maybe at some point he surpassed the money you need and just kept collecting money. Well, people found out about this and netizens criticized him, you know, saying, how could you basically use your daughter's disability to take more than what you need? That's not charity. Then it becomes greed.
Yeah.
And then you hurt all parties involved. So I think we've seen different cases like this all around the world that makes people's trust a little bit hurt. You want to help. Your first thing is, I'm coming, I'll help you. But then there's this hesitation. Somebody took advantage of my good nature.
Yes.
And so this is where I think people are a little hesitant. But according to China's charity law, Article 26, organizations or individuals that do not have a public fundraising certificate may cooperate with charitable organizations that have a public fundraising certificate. The reason why I mention this law is because legally, this organization, WABC, is working with a group, a nonprofit group, as I understand, that has the public fundraising certificate, IU Future Foundation. So this is, I feel, as close as you can get to government approval for this charity. I really like it. And to also say something here, I thought that was very touching, is these 36 paintings that you're looking at, it wasn't something that they just sat down and started painting. They took, I guess, classes, artwork classes and whatnot, 1,000 students and whatnot. It was the 36 paintings were selected from artwork of 1,000 students who had been studying and training for 3 to 8 years in WABC. These kids worked so hard, and you see the growth. You see the improvement that someone maybe you think you dehumanize as saying, oh, they must be suffering, they must be this and that. They're able to do everything maybe you and I can do. Mm. It's just we haven't unlocked the way to help them do it more efficiently. But this foundation, you know, this organization working together, I think exactly what you said, Huang Shen, it's a great way to pair, you know, Internet Plus with helping people.
Yes, and the result has actually showed us that when you're trying to do a charity or help some people, you should actually go to the professionals. Because when Ryan has said the trust has been hurt, I can't agree more. Somehow I feel like, well, maybe when I wanted to help someone, I should just go directly to their house and buy them stuff. It's not efficient. It's not what you should do. In this Well, our society has been to that stage where charity can be an industry where it gains enough money to help as many people as possible.
Yeah.
So if we just spend that 1 yuan into, I don't know, give it to a beggar along the street, it won't make such a big difference to autistic kids.
Yeah.
That is why I still strongly suggest to you, when you want to do a charity case, maybe do your research, find the charitable group, and donate your money to them.
Yes. Okay, so that's actually where I want to really close off this topic is, do you guys have some suggestions for those who want to donate, what they can do when they're donating online? Huangshen.
Yeah, actually, I want to say, although sometimes people may say like ignorance is a bliss, but in this case, it's not. Do some research before you donate and trying to make sure the things or money you donate can directly go to the one you want to help.
Mm.
And also, I want to mention one thing. If you already missed this like donate project, but you are still interested in the paintings, now, especially for our listeners, in Shanghai, you can go to the Jingdonglu subway station because all these paintings, the real paintings, are on display.
Awesome.
Oh, that's pretty cool. And also, if you really, really want to help, you should join one of those teams groups. Be a volunteer, get into the charity case you are interested in, and be the expert. Maybe you will influence more and more people around you.
Yeah,
I think, you know, your support, your help could mean better schools, could mean more research, could mean saving, making somebody's life more fulfilling in certain ways they didn't know possible until you maybe helped them unlock those doors. I think a lot of us take stuff for granted, who we are, where we are, what we're able to do. And, you know, these people, they're just like you and me. They feel love. They have passion. They're able to do great paintings that we can enjoy.
Mm.
So let's not sell them short. And if we can help them, and this, I think, is a great way to help them, we get to appreciate their abilities and also donate and give back.